I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, a new HH-60 and 5 years securing space. The 56 Rescue and 56 Rescue Generation Squadrons at Aviano Air Base are transitioning aircraft from the HH-60 Golf Pave Hawk to the new HH-60 Whiskey Jolly Green 2. This transition represents a transformative advancement in search and rescue capabilities for Wyvern Nation.
The new HH-60 Whiskey Jolly Green 2 offers a range of improved capabilities over its predecessor, including improved range, survivability, advanced avionics, a new fuel system, and more. Digital platform upgrades will also facilitate faster movement of data and better integration with other platforms and combatant command capabilities. The first Whiskey models arrived at Aviano Air Base on December 13, 2024, and is set to receive more by the end of 2025. Captain Austin Shoemate, 56 Rescue Generation Squadron Director of Operations, explains what transitioning to the new aircraft means to the rescue community.
This new aircraft, paired with our maintainers and the air crew that we have, allows us the even better capability to meet the mission that we strive to every single day.
Shoemate also says, during the transition between aircraft models, the 56 RGS Command Team is committed to ensuring airmen receive the resources, support, and training to maximize the potential of the HH-60 Whiskey. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
5 years securing space. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The U.S. Space Force is celebrating its five-year anniversary after being established December 20th, 2019. Since its creation, the USSF has built a space-focused cadre, pulling together ideas and expertise from sister services. It has also promoted the transfer of enlisted and officers experienced in space operations, cyber, intelligence, acquisition, and engineering. Colonel Kenneth Clock, Space-Based Delta One commander, says the space domain is ever-changing, and by extension, so is the Space Force. He adds, "Turning 5 years old this year, there's still a lot to figure out and define, but the force is moving forward in ways that ensure it can fight today if called upon." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.